Accessorials. Of particular interest are accessorial charges and how to avoid them when possible. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, accessorial charges are a bill for services, such as inside deliveries, that are made in addition to transportation charges. One point of negotiation with a carrier is for accessorial charges. Some of these fees are one-time fees while others are charged on a daily basis until resolved. Detention or demurrage, etc., and storage charges will not be known about until during the shipment or afterward. Accessorials increase costs for the shipper and may damage customer relations between shipper and carrier, especially when these charges are unexpected. Types of accessorial charges include the following. Advance notification. If the carrier is required to notify the consignee before making the delivery, there may be a fee. Hazardous surcharge. This is a surcharge for handling hazardous material or dangerous goods. This is usually a flat fee. For road, this is usually between $100 and $250 to account for driver and equipment requirements. Environmental services. Charges for reefer vehicles or containers or charges for food-grade trailers. Bill of lading correction fee. If the bill of lading is incorrect or needs amendment after pickup. Liftgate. If a liftgate vehicle will be needed for pickup or drop-off. Limited access fee. For unusual, non-standard pickup or delivery locations. Overweight. Overweight charges are applied anytime the shipper underdeclares a cargo weight. It is not the same as abnormal load charges such as use of an oversized trailer, special permits, and escort vehicles. Detention. A detention charge is applied when containers or skeletal trailers are held at the point of collection or delivery and are not returned to the carrier on time. Demurrage. A fee that is charged when cargo, typically a container, remains at a port or terminal for longer than the agreed free time period specified in a shipping contract. The fees will accumulate even if there is congestion at the delivery or pickup location. These fees must be paid before the container will be released. A dry port, inland port, is a terminal for handling multimodal containers, and these charge lower fees than seaports for storage since they are farther from the actual port. Per diem, this is detention that is charged per day. Storage, ground rent, or quay rent. The cost a customer incurs for using physical space at a port, terminal slash depot, warehouse, or inland container yard facility. Truck order not used. If the load is not ready, the driver is refused, or the load is canceled, especially if rail-owned equipment needs to be retrieved. Out of gauge, OG. Cargo that exceeds the dimensions of a standard 20 or 40-foot container is considered out of gauge and will attract this charge. For example, a 40-foot container is OOG if the length exceeds 12.05 meters, the width exceeds 2.33 meters, and or the height exceeds 2.59 meters. There are many other fees, such as for misuse, using the wrong equipment, lumpers, unloading, layovers, driver assistance, cleaning or load count verification, redelivery, stop-offs for multi-stop, and so on. Demurrage slash detention. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines demurrage as the carrier charges and fees applied when rail freight cars and ships are retained beyond a specified loading or unloading time. Note that demurrage also applies to containers, and detention as carrier charges and fees applied when truck trailers are retained beyond a specified loading or unloading time. Demurrage is the rent of the location at the terminal where the container is located, while detention is the rent of the container. In both, you were granted some free days. From the carrier's perspective, demurrage and detention are causes for concern as their equipment is sitting idle, which is a less than desirable situation for a revenue-generating asset. From the shipper's perspective, using rail, container, or truck to temporarily hold a shipment can be less expensive than warehousing. The contract between a carrier and a shipper lists a specific amount of free time for loading and unloading. After this free time, demurrage slash detention charges will mount, with rates charged according to the containers being stored. Per diem is another term for a charge that applies to a shipper's use of ocean containers, chassis, or air unit load devices, ULDs. The per diem fee is assessed after the free time for loading and unloading and is charged until equipment is returned to the terminal, whether it is a port, rail yard, or airport. Carriers may use averaging agreements to manage container detention, demurrage, or per diem charges. With this monthly agreement, a credit is issued to a shipper that releases a container early, A charge is issued to a shipper that holds a container too long. Shippers can minimize terminal charges by managing container movement. Most carriers do not allow shippers to carry credits from month to month.